Okay, let's go. Ion, you're posting a lot of YouTube time. I'm sorry I haven't got a chance to check him out. Check him out during the week and fit him in next week. But I had an agenda. Oh, someone put their hand up again. Now, is this? No, that's Mark. Yeah, Mark, do you want to speak to Ion?
Ion, and a three, and a four. It's the...
That one and a two?
No, and a three and a four.
Yeah.
Ion right. Already said the one and a two, Ion. So, you know what this means, Bob? It means I'm ascended.
Wait a minute. So, I don't know if Ian's going to talk.
Hi,
he's
Bob.
Here. He's open.
Hi, Bob.
Yes.
How are
oh, hi,
you,
and
Bob?
And Bob.
Hey,
Ian, and a three
go,
and a
hanging,
four.
How they hanging?
It's eight. Oh. And a three and a four in. It's the... So, this proves that I'm ascended, because Ian didn't say the Lawrence Welk show. So, we're not member X anymore. We jumped off the tape. Because I practiced this, like, you know, like for infinity.
And beyond.
Now we don't have the response from Ion on the conclusion of the segue. Ion did not say Lawrence Welk show. I'm out of the Memorex loop. Correct, Ion, or no?
Well, to be ascended, you certainly aren't very sure.
I am sure. The thing is, by being a surer, you come up with these situations that are risky. So we shouldn't have any risk.
I have persuaded, Mr. Chairman, that I, in my turn, shall be indulged in addressing the committee. We all, in equal sincerity, profess to be anxious for the establishment of the Republican government on a safe and solid basis. It is the object of the wishes of every honest man in the United States, and I presume that I shall not be disbelieved when I declare that it is an object of all others and the nearest and most dear to my own heart. The means of accomplishing this great purpose becomes the most important study which can interest mankind. It is our duty to examine all those means with peculiar attention and to choose the best and most effectual. It is our duty to draw from nature, from reason, from examples, the best principles of policy and to pursue and apply them in a formation of our government. We should contemplate and compare the systems which is this examination come under our view. Distinguish with a careful eye the defects and the excellencies of each and discarding the withering few.
This is the Constitution?
An ascended one would know that that is the...
All right,
Alexander,
I know it.
Alexander Hamilton speaking to
yes.
New York.
Hamilton, yes. He was
Alexander
the queen side.
Hamilton.
Yeah, he was the queen side of the proponent against Jefferson.
A neophyte, then.
Hamilton was a neophyte against Jefferson, and Jefferson was the Queen's proponent. No? God, I'm talking
if
something with Ion.
You know.
Oh, okay, Bob. You know what? I don't do coffee enemas, but I know that they're good.
You
and
should.
Can
you
tell
you
me
should.
What that experience is?
You should. We can tell you it puts all the caffeine, is it completely absorbed. If you get tired of that, you can also.
So, Ion, if I had a water of H2O, or let me put it this way, is H2O conductive?
For now.
Because you're going to add a heavier element to the oxidation of oxygen to carbon, correct?
No, we're going to get rid of oxygen.
So if you get rid of H2O, then you have H2. And so water will be conductive.
Maybe. You're leading the witness.
All right, then where's my counsel?
Bob.
Bob.
I'm here.
So, Bob, you see where I'm going. So we don't have any oxygen, H2, and so we are conductive, maybe. Can you argue that statement?
Well, you convert the hydrogen isotope, 197, and you get H3. That's stabilized.
The H3.
Yeah,
so
that's
the new thing. HE6NE2XE5H.
Smoke and old purple.
Right, Cal? Yes, over there in Fukushima.
Smoking on purple.
Yeah, the other guy, Beezy. I don't know which singer it does that. Maybe it's
Jeezy. Young Jeezy. Little Boozy.
What's Gail saying? Gail helping you there, Mark?
Oh, no, she's singing in Glenwood Springs. She's singing on the mountain, the Magic Mountain. But we are formulating a song for you, Bob. I got to tell you that she's written this song that I think is the most magical song. We played it. In my 40 years of playing with her, I think it is such a wonderful song. I got to get it to you.
I look forward to hearing it.
Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Did you hear the new song that was made for us?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
No, I've listened, because my MP3 player failed, I've listened to 7 hours of you today at Home Depot.
Wow.
Yeah, my ear hurts. Michael's song?
We don't need to play it. You've heard it. Yeah, Michael's song.
That's the creation of music. Do you know that the Ballantine Studio is being reopened? Kenny Ballantine Studio.
Oh, really?
Frank Zappa recorded there. Now, I got to tell you a story. You got to give me like 3 minutes to tell you this story. And I think you will find it very fascinating. So for you guys out there, you can get a free publication called Tapeop, T-A-P-E-O-P. And it's a free publication that's archived from the very beginning. It deals with all the analog tapes from all the great people in the world, and it's free. And it's unbelievable how good this source is. So I was reading this, and I share this because I got two subscriptions to this, and Tapeop is phenomenal. So let me go in here. We're talking about you, Bob. We're talking about your environment. Yeah, let me go into this. Imagine a studio where they shut the doors 30 years ago and left everything as it was. It's just not possible, right? Think again. Over the last year, Nick Jordan, with partners Brittany and Justin Bartz, and they have reopened Ballantine Recording Studios, a place that has been closed up and unused since around 1975. Opened in 1964 by engineer Jimmy Ballantine, the studio hosted sessions by artists as varied as Bing Crosby, the Beach Boys, Burl Ives, and Frank Zappa. In 1975, the studio basically closed the doors after an extensive renovation. Nick Jordan gave us a lengthy tour, and it goes on to it, and it shows these pictures and stuff, and this basically is a time capsule for 30 years of this studio closed up. And it is unbelievable how amazing this is. Except, Ion, why didn't you come back and say, it's the Lawrence Welk show, that's on the tape? Am I not Memorex, or what?
Mostly, or what?
Oh, thank you. That's encouraging.
Midway through your effigy this afternoon, what hit you between the eyes of the words that were spoken.
That hurt. The words that were spoken. Well, you know, you keep speaking it to me, and Bob said that you told him that Bob has no idea what to conceive of you, that you're inconceivable, and that we cannot even possibly imagine who you are. So you are basically a transformer with no moving parts that has a neutral that we can talk to.
Can you translate, Bob?
I need to translate?
Bob? No, he said that. Can you?
No, I was calling Greenbrot. I wasn't listening. I was trying to find out where it was. She made an appointment. She's not here.
Sorry. Did we override the cult thing again? We just hate that when we do that. That's so sad.
Yeah, she calls you a cult
leader. You know, it's just hard to run a good cult without a good leader, isn't it, Bob?
Okay, I have one more question. What is the secret about no baked cookies at Christmas time? Why are they so magical?
Because you don't bake them. You cook them. And then you do it with the oatmeal stuff. And they set up so they look like little baby shits with the squirts. But they set up so they're no baking the gluten in the oatmeal, which is why the bread of life is so for real, allows the gluten to be developed. And it's very spectacular. And you don't have to dry them. They were just becoming peanut butter with them. It's even more delicious too. The nut butter, made with cashew butter, and it will be a nutting experience.
Well, no, it's always an experience. It's like a heroin addict going back to his childhood, eating these magical...
True. Oh, the good days with the good old heroin then. We know them well. Bob's been enjoying heroin forever. With a side of peyote, but now he tried the methadone, but it wasn't as good, so he's just going with straight lithium now. It makes things to do the ticket.
I learned from Dean Latimer. Carol and I talked to Dean Latimer back in 19... before the 20s. 1996. We met his old haunts, and he wrote the book to counter LaRouche's Dope Inc. He did one celebrating the international dope trade. And he told us that one could take heroin and not get addicted if you were cool about it. It's just screwed up personalities that get addicted. So he said he's pretty stable, right. So he was able to enjoy heroin. So we took his advice because we knew we were healthy. We've been doing heroin for a long time, and we don't get addicted or anything. We just enjoy
it. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful if you know how to do it right.
That's true. That's you. Bob put the dick
her
in the
ion. Look at it. It's right there. Her ion. It's Carol's ion, this heroin. Her ion. What do you think of that, Mark? It's right there, ion.
Go to Ina Gardner or Ina Garden for the no-bake cookie recipe. It's the best one in the world. Now, our Snoops and Martha and Snoops has got a good one, too. But they put potato chips and they deep fry them. The no-bake cookie recipe, Mike. So go to Ina Garden.
You're talking Ina Garden.
She makes right. Ina Garden. Yeah.
Yeah, Ina Garden. Oh, God, she's so good.
She lives on East Hampton. You don't have to go to her house or anything. It's online. Just Google it. Hers is the best, or Snoop's and Martha.
She makes the best minestrone soup ever.
I know, but she does not put cilantro in it. She says it tastes like soap, but she's wrong. You should have a little coriander, and you should have a little bit of cilantro in a minestrone soup. Not pounds of it, but a little bit. We defer on that note.
Our Hebrew
is better than hers. The Meshuggah have risen.
Oh, the raisins. What about dates? Oh, dates is a really cool substitute in a stew.
They are. Have to chop them, though.
You have to chop them?
The better if you do.
Is it a shock absorber?
Okay, Mark, we got to go to Green Bar, Mark. Now,
hey.
Mark, I appreciate your celebrating of my DJ work. Every time you come on, you celebrate it. I appreciate your poetic expressions of delight. Maybe we'll get back to you, but we have an appointment with Greenbra. It was prearranged, so she didn't know the time coordinates of the fall back. No, the spring. What is this? Fall back before spring forward. Mm. So,
Bob, I was feeling guilty because people who don't call in, they're slackers, and so we have this guilt thing built up.
Right.
And you know, it's like, you fuckers, why don't you call in?
Oh, like, see, here's how there's a rule. Here's how this works. Let us explain this. If you don't participate in the show, if you're not here when we aren't here and talk to Bob and engage, then you don't get to have time on the show. See, that's how that works. That's the rule. But then, of course, then sometimes Bob will just call you on the phone and include you, so that'll be delicious, too. So if he does that, that's okay.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks for participating. Okay. So, Mark, you hung up. What the hell did you hang up for? Jeez.
You told him to.
No, I said take a break. That means you hang.
Let's hang up.
You participate.
That means hang up. No, that means hang up. Hang up. Don't.
Oh, I didn't know
you
that.
You ran off another one.
Yeah.
You ran off another one, Bob.
Know.
Call him back. Call him back, Bob. That's what you do. Just call him back. Bring him right in. Chase him down. Stay with him till
okay, let's Green Bar talk.
Stay with him till
he buys. Put you on mute for a second. All right. We'll bring you back in a second, but Greenberg requested alone time or something with Bob. So just hold a second. Okay, you're being quiet. I won't mute you. Okay, Greenberg, what did you want to talk about?
Hi, everyone. A couple of weeks ago, Ion talked a few times about devils shooting people in the head. And I got some very specific information about this about 6 months ago, back in the summertime. That what's happening is, since we have all of this darkness, whatever you want to call it, on the planet right now, these so-called devils are possessing people, and that is the source of the terrorist attack. The information that I received was you cannot have a terrorist that kills a bunch of people without having this possession. So that is a requirement. And then I also received the information that there is a counter attack to that. It's like a counterforce, angels, so to speak, that are saving people. Now, they're not saving everyone, but it's sort of like, do you remember when Ion, this was years ago, would explain that a tornado would come and wipe out an entire neighborhood and leave one house standing? It's the same way. So certain people,
yeah.
Select people are being saved, if you will, and the rest are not. So what he's saying is very real. It's happening now, and I'm noticing an alarming amount of clients that I have who are complaining about their children having horrible nightmares and being bothered by this force at night.
So you wanted to discuss this without Ion interrupting?
No. I just thought it would be cool to talk about it when Ion wasn't here. That's all.
Hey, Greenberg, I did tell Ion about your conditions. He said, well, we will be there. We won't speak. But if you want to ask Ion to comment, I mean, why not?
Yeah. Let him comment. Let them comment.
Let me say something, Greenbaum, and then he'll have to correct me. Then he'll have to speak. So
sure.
People are being possessed. You think when Ion said hell has been freed or opened, emptied. Hell has
emptied.
Been emptied, just as the guff has been emptied. So you got these hell people running around shooting people and that, and the kids are picking up on it. Now, Ion said that's the way it is. Now, you're calling it possessed. Wait, would you agree with the term possessed? Ion?
The angels are the ones that are actually possessing and killing them.
The angels are possessing the demon people released from hell.
They're the ones doing the possession. They emptied hell, and all of them are running around doing these things. This is that request. Either ascend or get out. Get in or get out. And you ascend or you don't. And if you do, good. If you don't, then there you go. But the angels are doing the most of the possession. The legion. See, they're angels too.
Are these the one third? Ion, hold it. You've said a bunch of things, and we got the details. So now, question: are these the one third angels that work around Lucifer that are trying to
get in that? Yes, some of them. Yes, and some of them look demonic, and some of them look very beautiful, Eliza.
But the angels are occupying the recently freed from hell. Demons. That's what you're saying. The angels are occupying the demons. So the demons wouldn't do their violence if they weren't possessed. If they weren't possessed by angels, the hell demons wouldn't.
Oh, it's okay. It's not 100%. They would. It's just easy to slide into it. It's easier to slide into it.
Ion, what do you say about the children that are being affected by the...
They're more sensitive to the android meme. The android meme is what's leading. They're affected by the android meme, so the less android meme means more disturbance, more frequency, more bumping, more absorption. So the less android meme, the more troublesome it is, and that's why they're troubled. Then they sop into whatever they're sopping. Biscuits sop up whatever they're soaking in. Hopefully it's groovy gravy, but a biscuit will also sop up a terrible gravy, won't it?
Yes, it will. What does fear...
Fear builds walls, never bridges.
And that's a trigger for this type of thing, though. Isn't that correct?
And then they respond. Same thing, we can't tell the difference if it's live or memorex, so the words affect either way. We say you can't tell the difference, and that's right, and that's why people laugh.
What about if their parents aren't afraid? If their parents have no fear?
Has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
That's like saying, if your Jewish mother gives you a guilt complex, do you have one? No, the Jewish mother gave you the guilt complex, so you have it, but what you do with it is another conversation.
Did they make some sort of an agreement to attract this?
Oh, the four.
Before they arrived
four,
on the planet.
The four agreements. Yeah, that's ridiculous. No. That contract law will catch you in the ass every time, honey. The only reason you do a contract is when you can't keep up with what you're going to do. If you know you're going to break what you do, make a contract so you can mark the deficit.
That's very interesting.
And it's going to build. It's going to build to a crescendo. But we've been saying this for a long, long, long time. It's just not catching up. Everybody's surprised. Bob's got some old stuff that's actually pretty good. That's more relevant for now than it was back then. But, you know, that's how we roll. We had to get it out there every way we could. And now, look, even in our ridiculous, inappropriate, in every way state, even your sources are now confirming that which we've been babbling about. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes. Doreen Virtue warned her audience in 2011 that there was more darkness on this planet back then and it was important to protect yourself.
Goshen is a protected place.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in the Bible. That's the meaning of Goshen in the Bible.
Well, Ion, the rains came to Atlanta.
You're welcome.
Did I do that?
You affected it. But it was more about the Tallapoosa River Basin, which was almost dry, replete.
Thank you. I was able to sneak the magnesium in my daughter's chocolate milk, so she doesn't taste it. So that's great, but the restructure, I just tried a tiny teaspoon of restructure, and that is I'm not exaggerating about that, it really was less than a teaspoon, and she wigged out.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
She couldn't stand the taste, she wasn't having it. So should I just try again, another time, another way?
Whip it like in a banana milkshake kind of thing.
I didn't do the milkshake before because I was afraid of, like you said, making it too thick. So I'll try that next time. But maybe not right away. Maybe I'll wait on that.
What's it mean when you say she wigged out? How's that expressed?
She freaked out. She wasn't.
Yeah, how's that expressed? She starts. Yeah, but like she didn't like the taste. She does vomit.
She's throwing a fit.
In her mouth.
A fit.
Like
she's
angry
a fit.
That you ruined
her
meal.
Right.
Sensitive.
Yeah, that's
touchy.
Totally. Ion, I noticed this week that Vixie went up just a tiny bit for a short while after the Lockheed Twitter twat tweet. Just a tiny bump. When Lockheed Martin went down, I think $11-$12 per share. And then as of Friday, it went back up again. Is Lockheed going to continue to go up until after Trump gets back in and he starts moving and shaking? Or what's going to happen with that?
Ian's there. I didn't put Ian on mute. What's up, Ian? Ian's going to claim they're already answering. I did Trump 5 years ago. Ginny interviewed me, and I laid out what I would do as president. You should hear it. I think you missed it. Incredible. And Ion found it yesterday, and sent it to me. I had totally forgotten about it.
I saw your post. I just haven't watched it, so I'll watch it soon. Or listen to it.
Yeah, it's just, it's a listening. There's just an image of the presidential seal or something, but it's an audio. If Ion hasn't come back, we should analyze it. I mean, I'm laying out how to be president, and Trump is building on it, doing it maybe even better, but he is not addressing Congress or other bureaucracies. He's just creating his own community, which is what I say you do. That's how you run the president. And he uses his
Well, you are the teacher. You are the teacher, after all, the 22 teacher.
The
22 is
teachers.
The number of the teacher. Did you know that?
Yes, but I have on my chart purposely number 7, 18, 14, and 8. I split my teaching up so I wouldn't be just in the 22 quadrant.
Well,
and
that's
it leads
good for you.
Ed, for you.
Because 4 is the number of hard life lessons.
Oh,
4
I,
by
I
itself.
Never had any of those.
So that's why you did that. That's why you split it up.
Yes, I did split it up. Okay, let me just play it for you.
The RNA drops is the answer to everything. At this point, it's a unifier. You could run for president on it.
Well, isn't that what you're doing?
Yes, I've been running for president since 1988. Yeah. I wouldn't be a president the way you're expected to be. Now, that would cause all kinds of contrast. A couple of civil wars would break out. I just basically, if I was president, I would do a talk show, you know, a couple times a week like this, just addressing things, playing music. That's all you do. And have people, as much as possible, talk to you. You would address the discarnate audience. You wouldn't address the Congress. You wouldn't address the United Nations. Those are all bullshit, old, obsolete chemical body institutions. You would address the ongoing drama of community formation that happens every day. Everybody gets on the media and sees what's happening in the TV and your body to see what they have to respond to. Well, you just put yourself in the middle of it. That's why, you know, John Stewart and these guys are the real presidents, because they're on responding every day to the pattern recognition with their humor. Well, they don't have solutions. We do. So, see, the president is someone who's a little above he's a bit higher than the talk show guys. Well, that's what I'd be. Or anybody, Carolyn, you, whoever would be the Ion, we'd have people take turns being president, you know, and they just sit and take questions and tell them to take RNA drops and be entertaining. And always emit a non-judgmental, occasionally judgmental, quadriphenic expression, right? Just to be unpredictable and be entertaining and be serious. And see, we can be serious. No philosopher had the RNA drops as a backup.
Yeah. I like what you said about the idea of just being the president. Now, this actually kind of flashed in my mind as a visual of what the whole nation would be like if, like, two times a week there was, like, an eight-hour Bob show where everybody called in to talk to the president and you just played Zappa music, kind of like you do with cash flow. And that was your solution for all world problems and everything. It would be a really hysterical way to actually approach the presidency. And then you said, you know, John Stewart and those guys do that. But see, I don't even think they do that because they just get on and satirize the news. They don't actually engage the public. And if you haven't done one of these radio shows like you've done for years, Bob, you don't even know until you get on the radio what kind of a position you put yourself in when you're willing to talk to anybody and read anybody's emails. That's pretty incredible.
Yes, and it's all pre-scripted, and as McLuhan said, they're merely reacting. They see what the president does, they see what the news are, and they react to it. Well, we don't react. We anticipate. Right now people should say, okay, what's I am saying to Bob today that we'll hear in 2 years proving that I am predicted what happened? We just did that tonight. We played a 3-year-old press conference, a private press conference between me and Ion. We then played it today to show how he predicted the Arab Spring and the Fukushima earthquake and all that.
Wait,
see, this is not reacting. This is acting. This is with proactive. This is a little ahead of the curve.
It's
anticipatory democracy, not participatory democracy. Those guys are just tribal comedians responding to the present, giving no detachment. No way of getting perspective. What McLuhan and what I developed and all that is the best explanation of everything. The five-body model covers every issue. Now, how you apply it is up to you. But we not only have that, we've got Ion providing on the spot. He's like our best reporter, reporting the present. And that's what he did last hour. He reported the present, you know, 3 years ago, about all the mixture of the bodies and the hilarity. You just have to lay it out, the pattern of what's going. And then the people see the pattern. And if they have it repeated a few times, then they'll notice it in their own life. And then it'll be interesting how they try to change it, because nobody wants to be a robot.
Okay, so what were you mumbling, Ion? Just wanted to complete that.
No, we were just... it was perfect. It was perfect. We were just singing it.
Singing it. Okay, Greenbrier, go ahead. Ion's back. You asked about the Lockheed shares going up, going down, back up.
Yeah, the tweet.
Comment.
Donald Trump tweets, "Fuck Lockheed Martin. Their shit is too expensive and the stock starts taking a dip." But it only happens temporarily.
Really?
Yeah, it seems to happen temporarily. 4 or 5 days, maybe 7 days. It lost $14 a share. But then as of Friday, it started going back up again. Is Lockheed going to continue to go back up until he gets inaugurated?
No.
But I did notice the VIXI went up during that time, but it was just a very short, one-day...
Just,
you know,
a sweep. That was a sweep. See, you understand that the VIXI is moved by longs and shorts. So people can take the option market and have long and short, but you can be afraid of success.
So is he going to keep doing this, tweets and... He's done it before with Boeing, too. Is he going to keep tweeting about different companies and then all of a sudden they go down?
See, Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc, with the Lord to guide her, she was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first broad burner. Ain't you glad she showed up? And we were falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sewed up. And then there's Maud.
Greenbrier, what did we conclude? Why did the shares go back up?
Shorts made it go up, Bob.
Okay, that's what you understood, Greenbrier?
Yes.
You have the antiphonal choir on the backside blaring the music back to you. And Donald Trump has pulled out all the stops, and now the Android mean has stopped. And we're sorry, Bob, we know you have recordings about this, but we just can't do this anymore. We've got to do it this way. the Android meme is gone, and that media, the FNN, is going to replace the CNN because the fake news network is going to take over. There is no more media ecology. It's over. It's done. Now what happens is your President Trump will go and straight and bypass all that bullshit. Notice he's using Twitter, and that won't even speak to the ridiculous idiot that owns Twitter, can't stand him, probably going to have him hermetically removed, just like Pharaoh had people's names marked off of all the doorposts. He may do that yet. But yet he's using his vicissitude to be able to proclaim and bypass information. When one stray person says one stray word outside of the long stray word, he's tweeting about it immediately.
He's tweeting about what?
He's bypassing everything. He's bypassing the press.
Yeah, but you said when one person does something, Trump does what?
He responds. He responds.
To one person.
To any little thing. Right then.
Whereas he ignores the media representatives, no matter what they do.
No, he doesn't ignore them. He doesn't speak to them. He goes around them.
Yeah, he comments on them if he wants to and does not let them respond.
Correct.
To him. Well, that's pretty unique. That's media ecology.
Well, he's obsolescent. See, he's now gotten rid of media.
Now, you said that the Trump election meant that the Android meme beat the media. So that's a month ago. Now there's no Android meme, so Trump is Rumpelstiltskin is beating the nothing. There's nothing
he's
up against.
He's not Rumpelstiltskin. We went through that any more than you are Rumpelstiltskin. He's not. He'll bring a Rumpelstiltskin. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, VMware, which was $100 plus dollars a share, crashed, and you could have bought it for $46, is now a very happy $80.79 of late.
And climbing.
And the Dell merger did not go through, just as we said. And EMC Square still kept their shares. And VMware still kept their money.
Is that significant for us, Ion? Has it got anything to do with Ionauts? Iondom? And the cult?
Well, some people were following it. Those that have been put into cultivation, Bob, would be interested to see that their crops are blooming nicely.
They told us.
They told you. We told you.
Hey, Green Bob, did you purposely make yourself look like Cleopatra with your new hairdo?
No, that was my Halloween costume.
And you were being Cleopatra? Did I get that right?
You did get it right. Good job, Bob.
Yeah, well, it's a good picture. I guess you're going to keep it up there on your
Facebook. I did that just for you. I know how you like to see
hot
pictures on your Facebook.
You better know it, mister. he's digitally captured on the facial book or a nice hot twat. Or no, tweet. Tweet will do it every time. One of those things that gets Bob. You had him at twat. He was gone.
I know, right?
Nothing you can do.
Did you join the McLuhan Facebook, or are you just looking at my Facebook?
No, I'm just looking at yours.
You join the McLuhan Facebook. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I was just making fun of them calling us a cult. That's all.
Okay.
There's trouble with Airbus. Just everybody know there is trouble with the Airbus. Don't get too carried away with that.
Okay.
That's not going to make it. It's a little too easily portaled. You're going to lose more Airbuses than you do any other plane on the planet. EADS is not the one to own.
So you're
Thank
warning
you.
Investors or stock purchasers not to buy Airbus.
Oh no, we're responding to the Uber snatcher when they said Boeing was finished the second EADS Airbus showed up. And we go, maybe, but not for long.
Are you saying don't travel?
No, travel on them, but they go. No, we're saying travel on them all the time, but they portal. So more of those are going to be disappearing than any other plane. I mean, you don't die or anything. You just go out and out, like lost.
You just never come back. That's all.
never come back, yeah. And you never can collect your stuff. Not a good thing to own stuff.
All right, are you finished, Libra?
I'm finished. You can go to somebody else now. Thank you, Ion. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, darling. It's very delicious. Now, information overload fixed to hit you. Right square, oh. Twist the eyes. You've been asking,
gotcha.
So you couldn't get some answers. Now, just be mindful of your mitzvah. Be mindful of your mitzvah. For the light of Shabbat can cover you completely.
Thank you.
Happily.
Okay, probably you're going to have the same experience as Roxy. Is that Roxy up there? Is that you, Roxy?
Yes.
You've enjoyed information overload lately, right?
All the time, yes.
Quite high on
it. Yes.
So Greenbrier has something nice to look forward to.
What a nice segue, Bob. Have you been practicing, Bob? That's delicious. You're doing so much better. We're working on his communication skills this week. It's delicious.
Yes. Shalom, Ayon.
Shalom, alam aleki.
Yes, I have so much information that is like, where do I start? Well, we would like to talk about the more than human. And because you mentioned Shambhala last time, I was looking into Maria Orsic.
You should have looked at Shambhala. You should have looked at Shambhala.
Yes, but now I have some questions about the real. Because Maria Orsic claimed, well, she was doing this automatic writing.
Oh, isn't that ridiculous? Lord, suffering cat.
The members of the Tool Society saw that was ancient Sumerian.
Yeah, Hebrewloids. We are. That's what we are. We are ancient Sumerian Hebrewloids. That's us.
So they claimed they were a superior race because they were to retrieve these technologies that came from Aldebaran, some stars in the Taurus constellation. This all makes sense with what you said, that the Nazis were from Babylon, because the Pergamon were the ancient priests of Babylon moved to, and then they came to Berlin and they retrieved the Pergamon. All these things that seems to be fiction, or many people claim they were just like crazy, are actually making sense. And why were the Nazis the first accepted in Tibet? Because before they were like close to all foreigners, and then the Nazis could go inside.
Too many words.
What were the Nazis looking in Tibet?
They were trying to see the glimmer. They would call it the glimmer, to glimmer someone. That's what are those things that suck your blood? Vampires. Vampires would glimmer you. Well, that's what they were looking for, was the shiny. They couldn't quite see it.
There's a good word they named some monks that live underground that were like cannibals, and the expedition ate human blood.
We put a picture of it in the Goober Snatcher at 7/9/31. We were a little bit preemptive. We were putting it in there before. Sorry, that was rude of us to overstep it. Bob says if we don't work hard, he won't leave the money on the nightstand anymore. So we have to work hard. So he'll leave the money on the nightstand, as he said. And we just said in the thing that fucking pays. So, you know, what can you do?
You work nonstop.
That's privacy.
This, what is the difference between the real, this energy the Nazis were trying to retrieve, and the cold fusion?
cofusion applies a different element. It is real energy. The other energy is what's spent. The other energy is what's spent. Coldplay is not consumed. Other energy is. That's the difference.
The Kabbalists knew all these things you're talking about. They say in the Zohar, the patriarchs
came
from other worlds.
We say everybody does. You're just catching up to you. I mean, that's why you're now broadcasting a pre-recorded show. It's hysterical. It's as live as anything you've ever had live ever. In a million years from now, they'll be listening to this pre-recorded show that was pre-recorded before it was pre-recorded. So it was a post-pre-anthropomorphic positional posting pivotal point of pious pitying, maybe.
From which world were the Fletcher?
Non-repeating. Which world were the... You got to put the question all the way out or they don't like it. We'll answer it. But you got to say the whole question or Bob will get terse. And then he'll accuse you of not participating and then he won't let you on the show. And then your boyfriend will leave and try to come back and try to get the address of why he hooked him back up with you. And then you won't be able to get it and you'll be real pissed off. So be sure you don't piss off Bob.
Well, the Kabbalists knew the knowing in this text come from other worlds. And they also say the patriarchs are not from this world. And the writer of the Zohar also was visited from people from other worlds by angels and people from all times.
Yeah,
don't mix them.
You're segregating them, and they could be a little of all of that. Each one of those could be a little of all of that. Each one of those could be a little of all of that. Other world could be other gods from other worlds, the ones worshipped and the ones not worshipped. Other gods could be other angels from other worlds, from other places. Other entities, other things, other means, other me-me's. The me-me's can take over the many ions, the midians, the coathanites could take over. And you know the coathanites, but then nobody recognizes them. And then they start saying they're the ancient Samaritan Hebrewites, or the Israelites, the Israelites, and the Israelites and the Hebrewites, something like that.
What was the problem then that the Aryans had with the Jew?
The Jews, they didn't try to exterminate them. They made them stronger. They're still talking about that shit. All this was a chosen people, a lineage they were trying to remove. The Germans were then trying to make the perfect race. It's the same thing that they were trying to do with Adolf Hitler when he was trying to make a perfect race. He was trying to breed you back to God. And he was taking blue. Blonde haired, blue eyed, fair skinned people that were running along to get themselves all fixed up to be perfect, to be gods, to be godlike. Well, that was the pornography version. That's the pornography version of being a god. And so then they looked at God's chosen people, the Israel, the chosen one. I mean, they had the white stone. Moses wrote the Torah. He represents that crew. The bones of Joseph were brought out of Egypt. That's where the power was contained in the ark that they drug from Midian. That's where all of those Moabites got fucked up the last time. They had the representation. The true part sons of Moses, the true part sons of Abraham, the true part sons of God, the root and the branch of Jesse. So those where it comes from. So it was a slap in the face to the German heirs. The German heirs was going to have to get rid of that. That's the standard by which the tribes are where that information flowed through. So they had to get rid of the heirs. Because that was the smack in the face. Because they would just shake their head and lay their stick down, and their serpent would eat their serpent, eat the the other soothsayer serpent. So they had to make the gas chambers to get rid of them, and it still didn't get rid of them. So there you go. It doesn't matter. Then what happens is that's what the Aryan position, and we're talking about the Nazi Aryans is the ones you're referring to, because there's other Aryans that just think there shouldn't be any miscegenation and all that kind of stuff, and that's all good, well and fine and everything, but when you rip all the skin off of you, there's not a lick bit of difference. Most of you are beigey red when we rip all the skin off of you, so either way, it's okay with me, and they don't hate red people somehow, so it's all good. Oh, wait, they did bad things to the red man. Oh, yeah, never mind. Forget about all that. It's a whole other glib cliche archetype. But the whole fun of the interplay that we make in with that whole twisting part is it's not about superior. Be God. Then you won't have to worry about all this miscegenation.
Yes, that's interesting.
Word?
Was
that,
no,
that too many words?
I love it. The thing is, they were trying to be gods.
No, they were trying to make gods. They were trying to breed gods. They were trying to breed a super race of people, the Trump deal of Trumps.
But they were doing this because they were following the instructions of these Sumerians that came from another world. Or we're communicating from
Babylon.
Another world.
Yes, that's true. Babylon. You have to get on your knees and pray to May Brussels for a little while, too. That's pretty ridiculous as well.
Is Babylon another planet? Or what is this Babylon from where
Babylon? Babylon is fallen. Don't you remember? You remember when you got that song stuck in your head and it was there for like a week and you're about to kill yourself?
Yes.
It was, but you know the words to it in everything. Babylon
were
is
they,
fallen to rise no more.
Were they communicating from the future or from the past or from, I mean, there is no time, but why did these Sumerians from this Babylon claim they came from another galaxy?
Because most of them did. See, you don't even know. You humans, you get this idea that something has to be very, very, very large to be important. It can be tiny. So the galaxies slide into themselves. They can go into a spoonful of sugar. It makes the medicine go down.
Another thing is the mediums of the Thule Society, they had all very long hair because they say hair is like antenna to catch better all this information. Pops mentioned a woman called Rachel, but she's not mentioned anywhere.
Yes, she is. Rachel's in the Bible.
But usually in all the information about the Thule Society, they name others, and like the main one was the Maria Orsic.
They do mention mediums, Roxy? You're saying they mentioned the mediums they used?
Yes, there were a bunch of women with very, very long hair.
Well,
Rachel,
I'm talking
is
about Rachel.
Genesis 29. She's married to Jacob.
So, Ryan, you're saying that Rachel that you told me about, you know, back when we were talking about Thomas Pynchon's Gravity's Rainbow 6-7 years ago, the Rachel the Nazis used was Rachel from the Bible, had not cast off clay, had not dropped
her
physical?
No, that was the daughter, that was the second daughter of Laban. But the Rachel you're talking
who
about
was?
Is an
the
ancestor.
One in the Bible or the Nazi Rachel?
The Nazi Rachel is a descendant, not the actual. This Rachel was the second daughter of Laban.
Which Rachel? You're mixing it up. There's the Bible Rachel. She transitioned?
No.
So she's still around. Then you're saying the Rachel that the Nazis used was descended from the Rachel that
this
didn't transition.
Correct.
This. The one that hasn't transitioned, still here. So was the Rachel that the Nazis used, she had stuff she inherited that helped her be a pretty good medium? Try answering a good question, Ion. Okay, this is a good question. Might clarify some things. So answer it. Don't balk out at that point, at this point.
Maybe that's private information for you.
Oh, okay. But, you know, it's irritating. We get to a key point where we might distinguish something, get to know something, and I then conks out.
Yes, and in the alchemy, since Egypt, they talk about the Negredo, the Albedo, and the Rubedo, which is the black, the white, and the red, that were the colors of the pyramids, the colors of the Templars, the colors of the Nazis. So there are a lot of symbols and things that relate to the alchemy. There's also the talk about the black sun and the black stone. Why were they in the opposite, like in the darkness, in the shadow? The Babylon. Hebrew. What's it called? Hebrewloids.
Hebrewloids. Yeah, Hebrewloids. Okay, you're not going to say anything, Ion?
They not only went to Tibet, but also to Montserrat and to the castles.
Okay, let's have you... Well, maybe not right now, but I was going to get you to make your statement. That'll piss Ion off and force him to talk and correct you. You want to try that? Start making some statements. I won't be able to stand it. What's your point, Ion?
Well, maybe... I'll change the topic, because as I'm making the videos, I need to have some information, because some things are said by historians, and then I want to check with Ion.
Okay, well, let's stop having you talk to Ion, see if he responds to someone else. Okay? We'll just see that we can sneak you back.
Well, maybe... I would like to ask about these mummies from the Han Dynasty, the Chinese mummies that are like 2,000 years old and they're still flexible and preserved. Because
okay,
I was amazed
Ion.
With Maria de Jesus Agreda that she was...
Ask Ion.
Ion, why are these people from the Han Dynasty still flexible? They're 2,000 years old mummies.
Okay, they're not going to answer, so I'm going to put you on mute, and we'll go to see if he answers someone else, okay?
Okay.
All right.